So here we are with Nelson mayoral candidate Tom Pryor, who has come into the studio here. Tom Pryor, tell me a little bit about yourself. What have you done politically, professionally, and personally?
I've been here for 40 years. I had a business on Baker Street for Mountain Pass Imports for 25, 30 years. And so I'm pretty cognizant of the street scene here in Nelson and the overall scene, because I also, you know, I'm a busy man, and I own some property up the lake. I'm developing some affordable housing up there. So I'm not taking this lightly. It was a hard decision. There was a lot of back and forth in my mind, you know. One of the first people to sign my nomination papers is Robert Watt, a Sinaik's elder that's been part of repatriating bones at the Vallecan site for 15 or so years. And I asked Robert to, anyways, he did. And that kind of tipped the bag. I thought, well, if I can have somebody whose ancestors have been around for 10, 12,000 years endorsing me, and it's out with the old and in with the new.
What issues are most important to you now and in the next few years to come?
You know, we're spending a lot of money on, and I support the Nelson Police Force entirely. And, you know, other issues is just the environmental. We should be having more progressive building codes, right, so that we're using geothermal from the lake. John, you've just arrived here. I've been here 40 years, and God bless you for coming here in the Kootenays. But I've been involved for 30-odd years off and on, you know, with the issues. I helped with the early starting of the Eco Society. I was a director for a while of the Eco Society. I'm a known environmentalist in the area, John. And, you know, the current mayor is really pro clear-cut logging of everything, you know. Well, and also, John, the current, I've been advocating for, you know, organic pickup for 20 years.
Do you want to make a case again for why a voter hearing this should vote for you?
Well, I have street smarts, and I'm going to make, out with the old, in with the new. We've literally gone backwards here. We're not in the 21st century. You should have somebody with vision in City Hall, and not, you know, people that won't even answer emails to concerned citizens.
And is that you with the vision?
Of course it is.
Janice Morrison, current councillor of Nelson and aspiring for the position of mayor. Councillor Morrison, tell us a little bit about yourself. Your background personally and professionally and politically.
I'm a passionate community activist and volunteer. Very fortunate to have called Nelson my home for the last 32 years. I've had family in the area for over 100 years. And my partner, Mike, who's known for walking all over town, and I own Castle Rock Bed and Breakfast. I've recently retired from an absolutely rewarding career as a physical therapist up at Kootenay Lake Hospital. And I hold also degrees in microbiology and an interdisciplinary master's degree. I'm interested in finance, kind of a finance geek. I've had significant governance training over the years, having been the vice president and secretary treasurer of a large trade union here in British Columbia, as well as being a trustee on the Municipal Finance Authority and the Municipal Pension Plan. I have had three political terms on council, 1999, 2014, and 2018. Three terms, three different mayors.
What issues are most important to you now and in the next few years to come?
Well, there's lots of issues. There's always issues. And you can't know which ones are going to come in the future. But Nelson wants a community that is economically vibrant, socially responsible, and environmentally sustainable. One of my issues in running is that this term is that residents are looking for a change in leadership. And it's easy to become stagnant and just continue to do things the way they are because they've always been done this way. And over the past 4 years, I've had a concern that we're spending too much time in camera. And there are times that we have to be in camera, legal, law, labor, there are reasons. But what happens is these discussions often spill over into discussions that should be public. This leads to a lack of transparency and accountability. One of the other things I hear about a lot lately is affordability. I'm hearing from the residents that they're concerned that given the current inflationary environment that we're in, that taxes are going to go skyrocketing. And so what's going to have to happen is it's going to be robust and honest conversations that need to take place during the upcoming budget discussions and beyond.
And why should people vote for you? What makes you a strong candidate?
Well, as a woman, I believe I bring a more collaborative style of leadership to the table, but I have never been afraid of the difficult conversation or the hard decision. I always try to come to council with an open heart and an open mind. And that would be what I would ask of councillors being elected this term as well. You can ask anybody and they'll tell you, we always feel that I'm there and I've done my homework, I've prepared, I've read the docket, I've done the research that's necessary, and people appreciate that in my style. And that hasn't wavered in my three terms on council. So I'm an experienced leader with skills in governance. I have experience with reading and understanding the financial reporting of the city, which is important to have that skill. And I've been part of tables where discussions around money have not just been $1,000 or $1 million, but actually billions of dollars. And I bring all that experience with me, and I bring a strong experience in labor relations to the table as well. I think I am a candidate of the future.
So next up in our series of interviews with mayoral candidates is the incumbent mayor, John Dooley of Nelson. John Dooley, tell listeners a bit about yourself, your background, personally, professionally, and politically.
I was born and raised in Ireland and emigrated to Canada in 1967. And I ended up in Nelson, British Columbia here. And I've been here for about 44 years now. And most of my work was done, I worked in construction and worked around the region in general, and sometimes had to, you know, to go to other parts of the province to be able to get employment and so forth through, you know, and construction wasn't as strong as it is at the moment. I eventually got on council in 1999 and I spent two terms on council, and I've been four times mayor.
What issues are most important to you now and in the next few years to come?
The transition that's happening currently coming out of COVID has caused a lot of challenges, to be perfectly truthful with you. Our community is doing quite well. We, you know, lots of construction happening, development. Tourists are starting to come back. But at the same time, you're watching interest rates increase, which is putting pressure on mortgages and families and so forth. You're watching inflation happening, which is putting pressure on wages and people's income and their ability to purchase food, etc. And in the case of the municipality, all of those things are relevant to us, because higher interest rates impact the municipality when we're doing our day-to-day duties of whether it's moving your garbage or putting pipes in the ground. I would say going forward, those are some of the bigger challenges, and it's going to take somebody that has been able to steer the community through good and bad times to be able to recognize what seems to be ahead of us and be able to read and react sooner rather than later.
And that leads us into our final question here. Why should people vote for you? What makes you a strong candidate?
You know, I've demonstrated over the years that I've had four different councils that I've led. And if you were to look back at the list of people that were on those councils, it was quite varied over the years. And I've been able to work with all different sectors of the community. And that were represented at the table. It didn't matter to me what what they brought to the table. I was able to have a cohesive council every term that I've been mayor. I've worked extremely hard to build up regional connections with the other mayors and regional district chairs in the area. I've done similar work with the province of British Columbia, with the various ministries, and with the federal government. And consequently, that's led to us being able to do a substantial amount of work in our community.
Continuing our series of interviews with Nelson's candidate for the mayor position in City Hall, the turn has come to John Buffery, who is one of five vying for the position. Mr. Buffery, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background personally and professionally and politically.
I work now with the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure in a senior level doing risk management. I understand how it is that the governance of policy and procedures, regulation, all works. So the move to working as the mayor is not a great leap. In actual fact, my job is in that same building right now. I have a better view a little higher up. It's a really nice job. I like it a lot. Came here in 1979 and was supported with my dreams of what I saw here. The town at the time had everything that was interesting and intriguing to me, with its beautiful landscape, and what our frontiers people did in the day with building rock buildings and beautiful walls and Victorian homes and the art, the music, the culture. It's what made me want to make a go of it here. It's a tenacious place to make a living, but it's supported me in my dreams doing this job now, this risk management of natural hazards for over 40 years. It's been really exciting.
And looking at the issues here in Nelson, what issues are most pressing for you now and in the future?
You know, it's all seemingly one issue, the change of climate and how it's affecting our livelihoods is huge. So really, I think it all kind of stems from there as the baseline from how people are making a living here or why people are even moving here. Mostly, you know, probably from the same reason that I have moved here, but also that it's a sanctuary of finding a balance of a quality of life. And I know that my people, like-mindedness people, we all share that quality of living through health and a balanced health and support of each other in making sure everybody is following their dreams and they're supported. And those that aren't as apt to meet all these needs, that there's a societal support in that too. That's kind of where I see the immediate needs are. It's just to find this really strong community that supports each other in every way: health, living, prosperity, sustainability for the most part. That's kind of what I'm all about. And that's the basal line of everything that I really kind of want to move forward. And the degrees of separation and stemming from that are many, which I have tons of ideas to do.
And why should people give you their vote? What makes you a strong candidate for this job?
Awesome. Thanks for this opportunity. I'm approachable, and I build bridges with people. I've worked with directors in film that are very pushy, and millionaires doing the guiding things that I've done. I come from a poor family, 8 kids, and I get all the issues that happen for people in needs. I've done the full gamut, the full span of people, environments. I see the long vision of where I see our community being strong, but I've got that professional agility to respond to the urgency needs at hand.